Today is the 18th of July. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So we are partway through the week. I am 48 hours in from my social media break, and can I just say, it's kind of refreshing. Not kind of, it really is refreshing. Being off social media for 2 days has really given me a different perspective. It's helped me focus on a few things that I needed to focus on. And so, I'm really excited about this journey that I am currently on. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Isaiah 43, verse 1. And it says this. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We stand on your word. As an almighty and sovereign Lord, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we praise you for your faithfulness to your promise. We thank you for your redemptive work through many generations. We deeply appreciate you sending your Son and our Messiah to redeem us. We praise you for inspiring the scripture to teach us your truth. Please know our deep gratitude for the blessing of belonging to you and knowing that we can trust our future with you. Please bless your people with an awesome sense of your abiding presence and use us to bring you glory. This we pray in your precious name. So there are many reasons why I love this song, and there are many reasons why I love singing this song, but it is simply because it depicts the very prayer that is in my heart. And I always say, God, let the sound that comes from my mouth be a sweet sound to your ear. I love you, God, and every day of my life I want to lift my voice to worship you. That is my prayer. That is my heart's desire. So if you believe that this morning, will you use the song to worship him in spirit and in truth and say, I lift my voice. Yeah. To
take joy, my King.
I exalt you with my life, with my mouth, with my actions, oh God. I exalt thee, oh God. The Bible says in 1 John 5, verse 4, it says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. For whatever is born, for whatever is born of God. So whatever you place in God, whatever you birth through God, the fact that you were even born of God means that you're already an overcomer. God has already stated it. God has already declared it. God has already decreed it. And so I know that there are worshippers listening to this who are overcomers. There are worshippers listening to this who are victorious. Just because you are born of God and you were born into this world, let your faith arise today as you stand tall and as you stand firm on His word. Oh, I exalt thee. Mandarabase keterebo. Sing, I exalt thee. I exalt thee, oh Lord. Oh, for I exalt, yeah, I exalt you, Lord, with everything within me, God. I exalt you, Lord. Oh, my hands and my feet exalt you. I exalt you. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Everybody listening to this, lift your voice and sing that I exalt.
Mandarabas in the lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even when faced with death. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Revelation 12:11.
Magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Everybody listening to this has a testimony. And I just want to encourage you today that your testimony is going to blow people's minds. That God is getting ready to do a new thing in you, and God is getting ready to birth things out of you. That the test and the storm that you are going through, God is getting ready and equipping you for you to step into your new territory. God is about to show you in the presence of your enemies. God is about to show you off in the presence of your enemies, and God is about to elevate you into a realm that you have never experienced before. But you gotta trust him. You gotta trust him, and you gotta have faith, and you gotta stand on his word, because he's gonna do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. Oh,
let your glory be upon all the earth. Let your glory be above all the earth.
So our declaration of the day says, I am a Christian soldier, a spiritual warrior against unseen forces of evil. I am a Christian soldier, a spiritual warrior against unseen forces of evil. This is my declaration. So Father, our prayer this week is, help us, O God, because like all children of men, we need your daily grace. Yesterday's blessings can encourage, but will not take care of the burdens of today. May we know thee as the shepherd of our lives and eternal soul. May our fears be dissolved by faith in thee and through the prayer of thy love. Father God, help us to love and manifest the spirit of love under all circumstances to all people. May our lives be a glory to ourselves, help to our fellow men, and rewarding to us. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the worship family. Please reach out to me. If you want to reach out to me, if you're able to reach out to me, I am on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at JC May or JC May Music. I'm currently off social media at the moment. I will be back on social media on the 13th of August, but I will be checking my messages on Instagram and Facebook every Monday up until I am back. So if you do reach out to me, just be patient with me as I reply slowly. Do not forget, there are a few things happening here on Heart of Worship. A Mother's Worship, which takes place on the 4th of August. Registration is still open and tickets are available on my Instagram page. If you go to my Instagram page and click on the link, you will see it there. It would be lovely to have a few more mothers come out on that day. We also have our Heart of Worship Live tickets going on sale on the 3rd of September. So save the date, guys. 1st of February 2019, we are going in, and we are going in hard. And we are going to just thank God for the fact that we have been doing this for a year. Also, we are coming close to the end of July. And so, you know, I kind of realized the other day that, wow, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. So the last week of July here on Heart of Worship is going to be Praise Week. And I'm very much looking forward to doing that. But until tomorrow, family, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, I love you. Stay blessed. Bye.